Yo, what's cracking? This your homeboy Ice Cube, and you tuned in to Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. You know what it is, baby.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Welcome back to the Everything Snowboarding and More podcast, episode number 49. This episode is being sponsored by Snow King Mountain. Snow King Mountain's a great little mom and pop ski resort. Tickets are under $100. They do night skiing throughout the winter on certain dates. And ditch those long destination icon collective passes and come on over and check out Snow King Mountain. This week's special guest is Christian Schaff. Christian is the founder of Uncharted Supply Company. We're going to let Christian talk about what he's doing with his company, and we are huge fans. This stuff is badass. If you like rad gear for the mountains, you're going to love Uncharted Supply Company. All right, well, let's get it kicked off. This week's special guest is Christian Schaff. Christian is the CEO of Uncharted Supply Company. These guys make some of the coolest stuff that we as kind of gear junkies and outdoor guys really love to play with. We've tested out their Rapid Raft. We've tested their Zeus Charger. I'm looking at this sustained, this big pack of outdoor stuff. Christian, welcome to the show. And just first of all, you're making some really cool stuff for outdoor people. What is the concept behind Uncharted Supply Company?
Well, you know, it's evolving as we evolve. We're about 6 years old now. The origin of this was just that, you know, my background, I grew up on a farm. I've been to Iraq almost 40 times. I do a lot of outdoor stuff, and I ended up taking a job in Southern California. And I had a couple of moments where I just realized, you know, it was a different existence than I was used to. People were really depending on technology or someone else to fix problems when there was bad weather or any kind of emergency. And so I went down this wormhole of like, you know, what's really going on in the world? And I realized that natural disasters, political unrest, you know, overpopulation, all these things were increasing while, well, I call them life skills, were diminishing because people were dependent. And I thought, man, we really need to change that. People need to be able to take care of themselves and their families and their neighbors. So as an origin, we really designed, you know, 72-hour kits designed to help people navigate whatever unforeseen obstacle was in their path that day. We've evolved a little bit since then. We still do all that, but we've really evolved into probably what's more interesting for this conversation, and that's coverage on the daily, no matter what you're doing. I always say it's like gear designed to get you all the way out there and all the way home. You know, ultralight first aid kits for if you're really pushing in the backcountry or mountain biking. You know, waterproof kits for your boat, to your side-by-side, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what we're doing over here.
Well, the stuff is incredible. I mean, I had one of my riders here yesterday, and he was going through the 72 pack, and he said, you know, this thing's in a dry bag. You know, the way to like forward think, you know, like what kind of emergencies might you be in? And as I go through this, you know, one of the first things that stood out a lot of times when we see packs like this, it's real cheap batteries. And like you, the stuff that you've got, I mean, I'm looking at Energizer batteries in a full, I mean, basically like how many days or what is this kit really designed for? For me, I love to have it in the back of my truck. Like I think I saw a video that you did. You've got a really killer YouTube series. And I saw this stuff that you had, and we'll talk about the Decked partnership. But I was like, man, like this is something I think everybody should either have in their car or, you know, maybe in the house for if something happens and you need to get your family out. So really, how many days kind of does a kit like this work for?
Well, let me take a step back in that. Yeah, the Energizers are not only Energizers. We keep them in a little plastic bag sealed up so they're not draining, you know, the dry bag. Maybe you're in a wet environment, but so many times people keep these things in musty, dirty, you know, damp corners, and then things are corroded or spoiled and need them. So, you know, one of my favorite stories is when COVID hit, we sent an email to all of our customers saying, hey, you've got an N99 air mask in your kit. I mean, we've been shipping them with N99s for 6 years now. And I think that tips its hat a little bit to like, you know, we were really trying to be thoughtful and build something high quality and not cut corners for margin or anything else, but just make something that was going to work. So, you know, all those kits, they're really designed for 72 hours. And the reason we do that is 95% of survival situations statistically are resolved in 72 hours. What that means is within 72 hours, first responders have come, you know, the cavalry has arrived. But what you do in the 72 hours is really life or death. So instead of building different time frames, we build them for different numbers of people. We've got a one person, a two person, a four person, but they're all really designed, you know, as a 72 hour kit. And that said, man, the quality in these things, you could probably live in them for a very long time, you know, with some extra food and water.
And do you see people like, I mean, is this something that, you know, goes in the back of cars, trucks, you know, more for an emergency? I mean, like where should people, yeah. I mean, it's a backpack. So theoretically, yep. Like if you were even camping somewhere and you wanted to kind of hike in and have some gear in case something happened, it's just, again, when I open the kit up, I'm just floored. I'm like, wow, there is basically everything you need in here. And it's not like the cheap, you know, first aid kits that typically we see in the car where it's, you know, real generic stuff. And like you said, you open right. It up and you're like, oh, this hasn't been opened in a while. Everything's sticking to each other. And, I don't have my batteries in plastic bags in my backcountry kit. So just the fact that you said that and with your background, so that helps to not drain the battery as quick. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, anytime a battery's got two terminals connecting, there's some kind of slow drip going on there, whether it's powered on or not. So yeah, we just do everything we can to make these things super shelf stable, last a long time, and really be ready to work when you need them. Now, as to where to keep them, you're right. I mean, I always tell people keep it in your car, because if you're at home, if you're at work, if you're at the gym, if you're at the grocery store, now that kit's with you. And, you know, I love the quote, the best camera is the one in your hand. It's the same thing with a first aid kit, right? You could have $1 million in first aid gear, but if you can't get to it when you need it, you have zero. So we've designed different size kits. We have a little 130-gram triage kit that, you know, really is designed to fit into a bike jersey or a chest pocket on like a Gore-Tex jacket, all the way up to like this Yeti collaboration that's, you know, 20-some pounds of gear for four people. But we're trying to make these so that they're nearby and they're with you and you're covered no matter what happens.
And the gear that you're coming up with, I mean, is this stuff like, is your brain just like, oh, this is what the outdoors needs? I mean, because everything that's coming out, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is something that I would buy. This is something our customers and the people listening to this, it's like, you know, the rapid raft. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. I love pack rafting. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, here's something a little different. You know, the Zeus Charger. I mean, just everything, you know, I saw the combination that you guys did with Decked and just the way that you've got, you know, the bags and everything. I mean, it's, is this coming from this is like an Yvon Chouinard thing? Like, hey, like I'm a climber and there's stuff that I need to do the outdoor pursuits that I want better. Is that kind of what the niche, the original backstory is?
Yeah. gosh, you know, I think necessity is the mother of invention, right? And I don't think you can develop or design these types of products without living that life to a certain extent. I built this company because of my experience. It wasn't that I was trying to, you know, go somewhere further and had to design a tool for it. It was more like I'd been in a lot of situations where either I or somebody else hadn't been thoughtful enough to have the right gear for coverage. And I know how experienced I am and how experienced my friends are and the military people I'd work with. So when I see other people who just are even further away from being covered, it really led me down a path of like, how do we solve these problems? And so the way we attack it really is we try to not only create high quality gear, but we try to make it hyper simple to use, super easy to understand, you know, instructions, organization. You know, a lot of people think about disasters when they're sitting on their couch, having a glass of wine, surfing the internet. But they use it when they're, you know, maybe upside down in a ditch in a car and there's smoke filling the cab. When adrenaline spikes and you've got to make quick decisions and you're compromised, man, simplicity and ease of use really come into play. And it's not just, you know, call it a backpack full of stuff. So with everything, it's one, you know, what are the things that are happening most frequently to people in the world? Like, what are the things we should solve for that are happening most often? And then two, how do we do it in a way that people feel really empowered to use those products and they know it's going to make a difference and it gets them down the right path. So, you know, it may look a little scattered from the outside, a raft and a battery jump starter and a 72 hour kit, but there's actually, you know, I could spend 20 minutes. We won't do that talking about why we've done those things and the similarities in the materials and the design and how, you know, the bags are welded tarpaulin and so is the raft and so are our first aid kits. And you start finding materials and processes that work in these situations, and then you can do a lot of things with them.
Well, and I like that you mentioned thoughtful, because it really feels like this is coming from somebody that has experience, and it's like, okay, like this could be a little better. Like, hey, this is maybe something. I mean, even on the instructions, I mean, it's one thing to give somebody a ferro rod and say, okay, if you're in an emergency, here you go. You're telling people how to use these tools, I mean, on the kit. And so I think that, you know, even if the shit's hitting the fan, having the stuff there in front of you, I mean, that's one thing, but then to have it laid out, I mean, like, I'm really impressed by this kit. I kind of laugh that I haven't really had something this thorough in my vehicle before. And, you know, next time I do a pack rafting trip, I mean, this is definitely coming with us on a multi-day, you know, self-supported trip, just because it has, I mean, it's got all the stuff, and it's really high quality gear.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. I mean, the litmus test when we were starting was I worked with a lot of experts on the original designs, and I would say to them, I'm like, you know, these guys are guides on Mount Everest and bush pilots and doctors. And I'd go, hey, I don't want to know you for you. You're an expert. You train. This is your life. Like, what would you give if you had a 10-year-old son or daughter that was home and you weren't there and something happened? You know, what could you hand them that would actually make a tangible difference? And that may seem like I'm, you know, belittling something, but I'm really not, because we all know, we've all been in adrenaline situations where we've done something, we haven't been able to do something that's so simple, like tie your shoes. You know, like, we've been in situations where we're so freaked out that even that feels clumsy. And you can just magnify that if you have a real serious injury or something. It's really important to make sure this stuff works in the time of need. And that's what we spend a lot of time on.
And for somebody that knows survival the way you did, or the way you do, talk to me about lighters. And what is your relationship with lighters?
You know, it's funny. People always like to do this bushcraft stuff, right? A bow drill or something else, even ferro rods. Like, oh, well, can you start a fire with this? And my perspective is, if that's really what you need to do to save your life, you've made so many mistakes already down this path. I've used a lot of different fire starters in my life, and I will swear up and down on having a handful of Bic lighters over just about anything. Simple, cheap, they last a long time. You can have redundancy, and, you know, you can buy five of them for $5, right? So in a survival kit like that, that's what we recommend is have a handful of lighters in there, and you're always going to be able to make fire. I mean, if I'm out in Alaska and hunting in the Brooks Range or something, you know, we've got burners and some other stuff, but that's a very specific use case. We're using very specific gear to do several things, whether it's, you know, cook meals or heat water or purify water or whatnot. But man, for me, it's about simplicity. A funny story, actually, a couple of years ago, I had a casting director call me, and she was like, she was looking for experts for a survival show. So it was a bit Hunger Games, right? Like, a person would be surviving and they could call an expert and get advice. And she's like, I just spoke with this woman who is a botanist, and she can tell you which plants to eat and which ones not to eat and all this. She's like, what's your superpower? I'm like, my superpower is I've always got two Snickers with me, right? like, why are we going that far down this path? Like, let's just, you know, let's be proactive about this and be prepared. And that's really how I think about it.
And how about partnerships? You mentioned Yeti. I've seen some stuff with Dekt. Who else are you guys working with, and kind of how have these partnerships developed?
Yeah, we've got a partnership with Harley Davidson as well. And then we have a few that are in the works right now. You know, they all kind of come about in different ways. Sometimes, you know, with Yeti, it was like, we wanted to build a box. We wanted to hold more gear. We wanted a different form factor. And they are they're the gold standard in that space. And does it make sense for us to spend a bunch of money designing something that we hope is as good or better, or can we work with somebody that already knows that competency or that product, you know, path really well? So, you know, that's how that started. You know, Dekt, those guys are friends of ours. I love their products. I just went to them and said, guys, you know, all of your pictures kind of show people using all the stuff in our kits, and why not create something that fits perfectly in? Because people are, this is, you know, they're putting stuff in their deck systems. Why not give them coverage, give them an option? So we all come about a different way, I think, as our brand grows. You know, we have a unique place that we kind of exist and operate, and there's a lot of brands out there that have customers who are eager to go out and adventure, and, you know, they may be an automotive company or a ski company that doesn't necessarily have a perspective on first aid, but they want to work with somebody like us that does, and, you know, we're there for that.
Great. And have you, did you guys run into any issues with supply chains, you know, getting, it seems like you're working with lots of different brands for not only your supply kits, but just everything in general. Has that kind of calmed down for you guys?
Well, it's calmed down. I mean, there's still challenges. I think the biggest thing we're seeing now is just significant price increases all the time, which is hard because we really want to build quality stuff, and we have to keep a certain level there. And that just gets expensive. Yeah, during COVID, I mean, we sold out of everything we had in an instant. And, you know, we never shut down. We were working every day, longer days than I ever have, working on sourcing, finding what we could. We were able to get our hands on several hundred thousand N95 air masks. And we just sold them for what we paid for them, just as a service. I feel like we're here kind of with a mission to make the world a safer place. And when things like that happen and we have an audience that trusts us, it's up to us to help find a path forward. So, you know, it's always adapting and overcoming whatever the challenge is. And, you know, that's the products we sell, and that's the business we are.
Awesome. And anything new in the works for this year or for next year that we should, you know, have on our radar to be checking out, or that our readers should, you know, add to their kits as well?
Well, we just launched a new hip pack. We call it the Park Pack and the First Aid Plus. The Park Pack was an interesting one because a lot of people were out exploring, whether it's mountain biking or hiking through a national park or trail running. And, you know, they're like, should I carry my 72 with me? And that's not the right answer. That's overkill. But what is the right form factor? And hip packs are the right size. There's a lot that's really good about a hip pack, but I just never found one that I liked. They always bounced around and flopped, and, you know, I couldn't find the right one. So we built one. And that thing has been, I mean, I was with a buddy of mine who's a Navy SEAL the other day, and he was showing me how he was using it for training for these tactical games, because he mounted a pistol on the side of it and it had all of his gear. And he's like, this thing carries my pistol better than anything I've ever had. And then I've got a buddy who's an Olympic gold medalist with two kids. And he's like, I use this thing every day mountain biking with my kids and his friends. You know, I can carry stuff. And I personally use it for whether it's bow hunting or trail running or whatever. So I'm really proud of that thing. It works really well, kind of no matter the use case or what the objective is. And then we've got this First Aid Plus, which, you know, we call it the Plus because it's a first aid kit with a multi-tool, a flashlight, glow sticks, duct tape. You know, our studies have shown us that a lot of times first aid is kind of the second step. The first thing that happens is gear breaks, right? Or something happens where if you can take care of that, maybe you save yourself an injury. And so we've got this nice little, it's almost a little survival kit, but hyper waterproof. It's got a Molly backer. It's got a Velcro tearaway. So you could strap it to your boat. You could strap it to a side-by-side. And if something happened, you had to run, you can just Velcro rip it away. And then it's got tools and first aid. So those two products are a big focus of ours right now, getting those out there. They're fantastic. And then later in the year, we've got some other stuff coming. One is what we call the Wolf Pack, and it's actually a dog collar with a first aid kit for the dog in it. And that won Best in Show at the Outdoor Retail Show. And honestly, we were ready to launch it, and it was moving around too much on the dog for what I liked. It just wasn't fitting the dogs well enough. We kind of went back to the drawing board, and we've got it figured out now. So I'm very excited to get that out because, you know, there's a lot of people like me where my dog's my best friend, and I just want to have them have some coverage as well. So yeah, that's kind of what's coming down the pipeline in the near future.
Yeah. As far as the dog thing, you know, that is a very often overlooked. I mean, I would say out of 100 people, maybe,
a handful, 5 or 10, will have some sort of a first aid kit for their dog. And usually if that's right. happening, it's like they're a veterinarian or their wife's a veterinarian or they know somebody or I've seen an injury firsthand. But like you said, I mean, they're our best friends and we get out there and it's like, and the fact that you said, you know, you kind of held off on the fit. And then you also mentioned that kind of with the waist, you know, with the waist pack that you have, I've yet to really find one that doesn't move around on me. And I love to run. I love to bike and hunt. And so now I'm like, okay, you guys are really, I mean, again, this is really thoughtful stuff. And you said it yourself, like for when you go bow hunting. So obviously this is stuff that you're using and you're using in the field and it's working. And if it didn't work, you probably wouldn't be releasing it. What I really love is it's, you know, it's got that real survival component, but you're also, you know, it feels like it's not just a survival company and it's not just an outdoors company. Like somehow you figured out a way to really kind of blend. And I think that's because you actually participate in the sports as well. And it really shows in your gear.
Yeah, thanks, man. I mean, that's the goal, right? When we started, these were commodity items. You'd go to an army surplus store and you go to some back dusty corner and find a crappy survival kit. And I was just, you know, I talked to several people that had tried to build products like this and they would tell me, oh, they don't sell. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't buy that either. You know, it's junk. But everybody I talked to also acknowledged they need something. And so that's where I was like, man, I think if we really make this at the quality that you'd think of from a Patagonia or a North Face or a Black Diamond or, you know, any of those outdoor brands or Apple or Nike, and you start shooting photos that way and you start telling the story that way, I think you have a different business. And so, you know, listen, it's difficult because Americans and humans in general are more reactive than they are proactive, right? People like to, something happens and then they react. It's hard to convince people to plan ahead and spend money. But I think if you make something cool, you make somebody want it and want to kind of just touch it and feel it and own it, then I think you can kind of pull them along. So that's a big part of why we put the design and the branding into what we do, as well as the high quality components.
And I'm sure our readers can tell that this stuff's cool, but definitely they need to check out your YouTube channel. I mean, the videos you're doing, I'm like, man, I feel like I know this guy. Like, it's like one of my friends that was like, okay, let's build stuff that we all want. And that, like, if my wife or my kids are out on their own, like, this is the stuff that I want them to have. You know, like you said, I mean, right there, you know, in the hand. I mean, if it's somewhere, right. You know, really far from you, you know, at home or, you know, put away in storage, probably not the best thing. But if it's in your car or in your kit with you, I mean, it's just incredible gear. So, man, yep. I'm really stoked on what you guys are doing. And as far as your, let's go back to, what is your YouTube channel?
It's just Uncharted Supply Co. So if you just type that in, you'll see our channel. I've got a personal one too. It's mostly hunting videos. If anybody's into that, but the Uncharted stuff. Yeah, just type in our name, and you should be able to find us anywhere.
Oh, cool! And what's the hunting one that you have?
Oh, it's just my name, Christian Schaaf. I mean, I just, you know, that's one of my passions, but it's definitely not how we want to focus our company. So,
right.
You know, you can probably see a little more of me and who I am over there, but the brand is at Uncharted Supply Co.
No, that makes total sense. REI used to be one of our big advertisers, and they got very sensitive when we started covering hunting stuff. And I became a big hunter, and, you know, the fastest group of hunters right now are coming from action sports. They're people that mountain bike and run and ski. And they do all this other stuff. And they're like, wait, these guys in the fall get to, like, go out and hike around and they get fresh food. And so it's a whole, but I can totally understand where they're almost separate channels. And then
It's not something that I shy away from in any way, but I just try not to shove it down people's throats. But I'm with you, man. I mean, I don't think there's a more pure, difficult sport than you know, mountain hunting. It's truly athletic. There's a huge reward in your sustenance and the nutrition you can pull from something like that. And it always confuses me why it's such a hot button topic when most people eat meat anyways. But you know, it's something I'm trying to slowly convince people that you know, it's something we should be able to talk about and celebrate, and it's not a bloodthirsty, you know, something else. So
for sure. Awesome. And then last but not least, for your website, if people want to come and take a look at all your rad stuff and make some orders, where do they head?
Just unchartedsupplyco.com. mean, honestly, just type our name in anywhere and you're going to find us. We spend a lot on digital advertising. So we're pretty findable.
Okay. Well, Christian, really stoked on the gear. I can't wait to get out there and get some more field testing going and keep it up. You know, great. It's stuff that people, I mean, truly, anytime my writers come in the office and we have gear everywhere, everybody's like, whoa, what is this Uncharted stuff? I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
He's making stuff for people like us. So, and if it works
That's
for
awesome.
People like us, it's going to work for all of our readers as well. So,
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, congratulations, Christian. Thanks for jumping on the show. And this is year, what year is this now? Sixth year for you guys?
I think we started, we turned the website on November 2016. So if you call it 2017, I think it's like 5 years. So yeah, we're getting there. We're hanging in there, I should say.
Awesome. Well, keep up those great videos too. I really love the content. I'll be at home and all of a sudden YouTube pops up and I see one of your videos, I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to learn something here. And I literally stop what I'm doing. And I'm like, holy cow, like he's really going to show me. And I think that's how I got introduced to Decked as well. I was like, whoa, what is he talking about here? Like, I got to check these guys out. So thank you.
Very cool. Yeah. You bet, man. I appreciate the support. Really good.
All right, Christian. Thanks again.
You bet.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, well, that was a great interview with Christian. Christian, thanks for coming on the show. And again, thank you so much to Snow King Mountain Resort for the sponsorship. Episode number 49 of the Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. And next week for our 50th episode, we've got a really special guest, Sir Ranolf Fiennes. Yes, you heard that right. He is the world's greatest adventurer. If you don't know of this guy, you will after the podcast. So thanks again for tuning in to episode number 49 of the Everything Snowboarding and More podcast.